An estimated 10% of the population of Nepal lives with a disability, but there are remote regions of the country where access to healthcare, education, and vocational support for those individuals is lacking or non-existent. One young man with a visual impairment is trying to change that. Chitup Lama has set up a unique nonprofit that brings support services and education to children with disabilities living in rural parts of his country. The 31-year-old from the very remote district of Humla recently spent some time in Albany on an International Research and Exchanges Board fellowship to hone his leadership skills.
So tell me about your life.
Oh, yeah.
Start from the beginning.
I was born in a very, very remote area. One of the most remote corner of the world, probably, Humla, where there is no road, no buses, no car, and the life situation and condition of people over there is very, very difficult. And for me, as being a partially sighted, visually impaired child, it was more difficult. There was no special education, no special accommodation available for me. And I could not read and write with regular print. And I required actually Braille. And Braille was completely unknown in the region. So I was just educated in a regular school. And during my school, there was no even pencils and notebooks available. We used to read and write on wooden board. Pasted with oil and sometimes, dust. So scratch with a small branch or sticks. And we did not have a school building that time. We used to be taught under a tree, open ground that days. It should be around 1990s when I was in school. There are lots of social, cultural, religious stigmas, superstitions about people with disability. And if you have a child with visual impairment of any kind of disabilities, so people would think that that is happened because of curse or a punishment by God or, because of wrongdoings in your previous life. But I'm lucky enough that my parents and my family member, they knew my potential from the beginning. So they encouraged me to continue my school, though the school system was completely inaccessible for me.
Chitup was forced to discontinue his education after high school. There were no centers of higher education in his region for anyone, let alone specialized programs for those with disabilities. He sat idle for 2 years in his village, doing what he says amounted to nothing. But then he found himself on his way to Kathmandu to pursue a higher education, despite his family's concern for his safety.
I just realized that, the world is not very small, and there must be a solution for my visual impairment and to pursue a better career. So I moved to Kathmandu in late 2004. With the support from my parents.
What was it like for you the first day there?
It was a completely different world. Lots of huge, huge buildings, and lots of people just busy, 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 and lots of traffics. But slowly and gradually, I got used to with the situation. More than that, I was connected with some agencies like Nepal Association of the Blind, Technical Skill Development Center for Blind and Disabled, where I developed my skills. First, I learned Braille, I learned computer skills with screen reader software, I learned orientation and mobility course, and I was very independent after a few months.
Within a month of learning to read Braille for the first time, he began to teach it to others. Before long, he was teaching reading, writing, and mobility skills to children with visual impairment.
I realized, wow, something that I learned is very useful for some children that are similar to me. Then I thought in some point, these children, they won't be like me. I mean, they are not in the situation I have. Just starting with wooden board and no accommodation, no Braille in school. So I thought, I'm really doing great.
Chitup worked teaching Braille to children with visual impairments in Kathmandu for 6 years. During that time, he also completed a master's degree in English literature. But in 2010, he had a calling to return home to Humla and take what he learned to folks with disabilities living there. Upon his return, he set up a first-of-its-kind nonprofit in the region that he called Himalayan Education and Development, or HED Nepal. In 2011, he set up a mobile school.
There's no road and no buses, no car. I drive horses to go to children with visual impairment in the villages.
Wow.
And identified them right at their village and trained them with their parents, because parents needs to be trained before we educate the child. I went throughout the villages, identified 25 visually impaired kids, and trained their parents first. I showed them their kids can do much more in the future if they get a chance or opportunity.
How did they react to that, the first times that you did this? How did they receive you?
In the beginning, of course, you know, it was a little bit challenging to work with them. And normally people in the village, they do have lots of work to do in the farm, and they hardly get time, you know, with their kids. But we tried to counsel them. And I used to have a small laptop notebook I carried with me. And I showed them lots of videos and pictures of blind people who looks very smart and doing lots of things. And I talked about myself. And they think that, oh, you cannot see, but you are doing all things that even regular people in that region cannot do. So that helped them to believe me and believe my idea of educating their kids.
After a few months, Chitoop began to notice a great positive change in the families he worked with. They began to understand disability and see potential in their children with disabilities. He set up Nepal's first ever computer lab for visually impaired children of school age in his region. Then in 2012, he set up a residential school in the Humla district's capital that teaches those children Braille, computer skills, and mobility skills.
Only the parents and the community member, even the government authorities, when they come to the residential school and they observe how they study, how they, you know, use computer. And that surprises them. Now situation is getting much easier, but still I have to do a lot. There are lots of visually impaired kids in the areas where I have not yet reached. So
Chitoop employs two teachers who are specially trained to work with children with physical disabilities. Together, they plan to reach out to more kids in the region and train them for 6 months at their homes. Chitoop headed back to Nepal in early December after his fellowship in Albany ended. He says his mission is clearer than ever.
Ability is not inability. Get an opportunity, enhance ability. Disability is possibility. The having a visual impairment is sometimes a gift, because the world is made for everything. So it should be accessible, inclusive for everybody.